This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah has given us something better. Let the Torah, read the Quran, the Quran is better. If Isa was here today alive, he would follow me. This was the Prophet Muhammad. Lots of people think that, how about if I want to get that knowledge to be able to debate with non believers? That's a different science. Because the Du'ahu are maybe like giving them their, like this particular, like Drake, and others. This is their field. So we need to read to learn what's in the Torah, the Injil and whatnot. But for the layman like me, I'm going to Khattab to tell the Torah. Khattab says, Al-Quran. If Isa was with me here today, he would follow me, Ya Umar. And if that means if Noah was alive, if Ibrahim was alive, if Adam was alive, لو كانوا أحياء لما وسعهم إلا أن يتبعوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. They all follow the Prophet Muhammad, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the covenant from all the prophets when he created, you know, before he created man, time, you know, Allah has created the souls, and then he told the prophets, he forgot, أخرجتم. If you are with to believe a man, a prophet, would you follow him? Prophet Muhammad, Allah is talking about Prophet Muhammad. Yes, we shall, we believe, we shall follow that man that you tell us to follow Allah. قالوا أقالنا واتخذوا وأخذوا وأخذوا من الله سبحانه وتعالى ميثاق. يعني الله عز وجل أخذ ميثاق من النبي. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أتشركون بهذا الخطأ عليكم ويحاجوا به ربكم لما تصير أكبر تعقلون. This is what they say to their people. Don't you think? تعقلون عقل عقل in Arabic means the intellect, the brain. Right. Don't share with them. It's a secret. But Aql, by the way, Aql is similar to Aql. Aql is split into three types of Aql. You have something called Al Aql Al Gharizi. Arab. Al Aql Al Gharizi. Al Aql Kalir. Aql Minna. Aql Al Gharizi, which is the instinctive mind. What is the instinctive mind? This is the Aql that Allah has just given you one week, including animals. Even an animal has that brain. You give an animal a grain, or you give him, let's say you bring a dog, and you give the dog a piece of meat, or you give them a lentil. What are you going to choose, the lentil or the meat? It's a dog. Who's going to go for the meat? No, this is the Aql that Allah has put here. Aql Tabi Ghareezi. This is the instinctive. It's born with you. And then you have Al Aql Tabiz, the distinctive. The first one is the instinctive, the instinct. The second type of intellect is the distinctive heart. This is white, this is black, this is a man, this is a woman. This is a carpet, this is a wall, this is an Aql Tabiz. You know, this is the Aql that distinguishes between between things. And then this Aql is given to everyone except one person. Who's that person? A Majnun. You all know what Majnun is. Majnun is. Majnun. Praise. Allah, who doesn't have the Aql, is why we call him Majnun. Jan Aql. In Arabic, Jan Aql. Jan comes from Jadeen. Jinn is something hidden, like jinn. Jinn is hidden, we don't see. So, jinn aql, we say somebody who's lost his brain, yeah, he lost it, he cannot distinguish between this or that. So, you have a distinctive mind, and you have something called aql minna. From the name of Allah al-Manna. This is the aql that's given to people like your aql. This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even this type of aql, some people may be using it only for dunya. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regard to hajj, for instance. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. This is the aql of the believer. The other aql for the other identifies as a sender. PPP, Power Protocol Pesha. This is the reason we love this. Power, you know that. System, but no? Huh? System at PPP? This is what they call it, PPP Protocol Pesha. It's called Power Protocol and Pesha. Pesha means money. But you want only money, money. I will have to ask you to the dunya. Oh, my God, I'm going to ask you to say, oh, Allah, we just want the dunya. But for the believer, ask the dunya or akhira. You want the dunya, you want the akhira. It's the akhira of the money. Akhira of the ثم قال الله تعالى سبحانه وتعالى أولا يعلمون أن الله يعلم ما يفعلون وما يعلمون أن الله سبحانه وتعالى says and this is a very very important message to all أولا يعلمون don't they know don't they know are they aware that Allah Azza wa Jalla knows what they hide and what they disclose things that they keep hidden and things that they do openly and private things and openly things so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah is aware of that which they conceal and that which they reveal, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is al-alim. Al-alim, by the way, al-alim is one of the names of Allah, by the way. Al-alim, al-alim. Al-sami' al-baf, al-raqib. Al-raqib, raqib alaykum, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah left the alim shaykh. So Allah is saying to these people, don't they know? They're telling people to keep secrets, keep secrets. But Allah, you cannot keep secrets from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can want, but you cannot hide. Allah knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows what you're thinking right now. He knows what you did yesterday. And he knows what you're doing today. And he knows what you will do tomorrow subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's al-Alim. So Allah says, don't they know? I didn't even listen to Allah. Why do you go and hide to commit something wrong? Allah knows what you're doing. Maybe people are not seeing you or watching you, but Allah is. Allah knows that you which conceal and that which is revealed. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. Okay, this is also very important now. And amongst them, the Yahud, there are some who are illiterate, ummiyun. Prophet Muhammad al-Nabi al-Ummi, we call him al-Nabi al-Ummi, ummi is illiterate. So amongst these Yahud, there are ummiyun. لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ. We don't know, I mean, subhanAllah, amongst them, who are these people? They are ulama, they're ulama al-Ummiyun. Why? لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. You have wishes, we're going to talk about. وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. يَظُنُّونَ comes from ظن. ظن means, I think. This is what they think. I think this is what Allah is in them, in their books, in their beliefs. We think that this is okay. We think that this is so. إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. فَالْضَّعِينَ حَدَّعِينَ. This is why they're liars. This is why they deceive people, because they don't take things as they are. They use their own. Okay, with this, you know what? Let's throw. What's an example? I mentioned it last week, or the week before. Okay, we're not supposed to be preaching on Saturday. What are we going to do? Okay, it's okay. We think that if we throw the net on Friday, if we throw the net on Friday, we're not preaching. So they're using the wrong intellect. Never go. I don't this is right. This is what they're doing. وَإِذَا أَعْلَمُهُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَعْلَمَ الْيَهُودِ. This is full of them. But for us, that is not true. We don't take our wudu from something called I think I have wudu. If you think you have wudu, then you're not sure what makes you wudu. When you say we don't have this, إن الظن لا يغني من الحق شيئا. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الظن لا يغني من الحق شيئا. الحق. Remember the darajat al-ilm? I talked about the levels of ilm sometime back when he says we have ilm al-yaqeen. And when he says we have ilm al-yaqeen. And he says hiqq al-yaqeen. Remember this? I think you do. Ilm al-yaqeen. I know about a place. I know about a place called Mecca. I heard of it. Ilm. Ilm al-yaqeen. Ilm al-yaqeen. I see, I saw it. I heard of it, but now I saw it. Ilm al-yaqeen. With the ilm. But there's something called Haqq al-Yaqeen. Haqq is what I'm there.
So, علم اليقين, I know about the Akhirah. علم اليقين is when you receive, but حق اليقين when you go there, when you're there. So these people, they only work with, not yaqeen, they have knowledge of certainty. It's all about them, it's all about thought, it's all about, we believe maybe this is what it is. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and gives advice to the liars, all of them. Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ يَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَوَيْلٌ لِمَنْ يَكْتُبُونَ وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ يَكْتُبُونَ وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ يَكْتُبُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, Wail is a river in his fire. To whom are Allah is a river in his fire? الذين يكتبون في كتاب الأيدي those who write these books of Torah they are making the حلال حرام with their hands they are getting their books to حلال حرام وكتبون في كتاب الأيدي ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله and they say this from Allah it's all about money مثل به ثمن القليل he used to go to them and say you know accept what's happening some people doing that accept what's happening there's a fatwa so we're going to write the books this حلال حرام then we sell it you know with money he used to do this then it's right here Allah will say, فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ كِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ All to those who write these books, these fatwas, these who say حلال حرام and حرام حلال, مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ that which they have written with their own hands, blaming it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ يَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا By the way, Al-Kadhib in this man is considered to be from the Kabbalah. Especially when you do, when you lie, okay, the same thing is lying. What do we call in Islam? Lying on Allah and lying on the Prophet. What do we call in Islam? Lying on the Prophet. Don't you call that bid'ah? When you say the Prophet did this. But that's a lie, the Prophet did bid'ah. Isn't that a bid'ah? What is a bid'ah? Something that we claim is a work that we claim that the Prophet did, but the Prophet did not do. That's exactly what it is. He's kidding. They said that it is from Allah, but it is not from Allah. It's something that they have made, it's man made. But we don't need to work. And by the way, there are so many ahadith that we have to be careful because I want to quickly go on a tangent here because I can relate to us today. Be careful of things that you receive on social media, hadith, Quran, that you start sharing with others. Maybe that hadith that you're sharing with others is not authentic, it's not true, it's a lie on the Rasulullah. مَنْ كَبَدَ عَلِيَّ مُتَعَمِّلًا فَلِيَتَبَوَ أَنَا قَدَهُمْ مِنَ الْمَعْمِ So whoever lies about me, say that I did something I did not do, or I said something I didn't say, let him rest assured of his guilt in his mind. So, there was some hadith that talks about dates. That date is good. Like the hadith that talks about the date of Ajwa to Medina. There's a hadith on that. Ajwa to Medina. It's Ajwa, you know, seven Ajwa days. So, and that people, the Sufad is a merchant. They use this hadith to sell them their merchandise. So they said, okay, well, we have other merchandise other than dates. We have eggs. So they made up a hadith about eggs just to sell their merchandise. And they made a hadith about batata to sell their batata, you know, batata potato. And they made a hadith about tomato just to sell tomato. So this is still happening. You know, so because, okay, we need to sell, and then there's only one hadith about this. We need more hadith about this other merchandise. But what do you mean that they want to keep it? So this is the matter of coming back. وَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ وَلَا غَيْرَ مَعْرُوفٍ مِنْ There was a man who was known to be وَدَّعَ The Arab monk of Arab was Mahmoud وَدَّعَ رَجُلُ اسْمُهُ إِبْنُ مَرْيَمَ His name is Ibn Maryam, a man after the death of the Prophet. His name is Ibn Maryam. He was a good man. وَدَّعَ means he's a man who fabricates a hadith. But he had good intention. So what happened to get by a hadith? Waqtariq is the man who invents a hadith. So, خَطَلَ مَفْعَ الْقُرْآنِ People, they neglected the Qur'an. He says, what should I do to make people go back and read the Qur'an? This man is not. Then he put the hadith for every surah. Whoever recites surah al-waqi'ah, he will get blessed. Rasulullah said, whoever the Safa bi Faqi'a, he would not be poor. Hadith is well known. Hadith about Faqi'a, if you brought Faqi'a, you will not be poor. But that Hadith is fabricated, it is not Hadith Sahih. Whoever the Safa bi Faqi'a, you know, 700,000 angels would make it out for him or would make it step out for him. Hadith is also fabricated. So this man, he went for every surah and he created some hadith for what? For people to just go back and read the Quran. Maybe his intention was right, but the action is not the fact. Why? That's the one that he can be a leader, or even a leader, not a leader. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right after that, he can give me another leader, just to be fight on the next subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talking about the amani, comes from Umiyya. Umiyya means a wish. A wish. The wishes of the Yahud. They have two wishes. وَقَالُوا لَا تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. They say, the fire, they said, will not touch us except for a number of days. Do the same. وَقَالُوا لَا تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ. Even if you were to be throwing the fire, the fire will not touch us only for specific days, number of days, but not cover the nar, and then we enjoy our days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell, O Muhammad, tell them, tell this kuffar, tell them Israel, tell Yahud, وقالوا Yahud. Ya Muhammad, tell them, قل اتخذتم عند الله عهدا ولن يخدم تقولون على الله ماذا تعلمون. Tell them, O Muhammad, have you taken a pledge from Allah? Have you taken a pledge because you promised? Because I promised you that the fire will only touch you for a specific number of days and then halas will be over and then you will enjoy yourself. Did you take a promise from Allah? Did you take a pledge from Allah? Tell them, اتخذتم عند الله عهدا تقولون على ماذا تعلمون. بلى. And then Allah says, بلى. Nay. By the way, if even they were right, أيام المعدودة, even if they were right, could they bear the heat of hellfire because there's one ayah in the Quran where the yawman hita rabbika ta'alfi samsu limma ya'udhu or limma ta'udhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one day to the day of judgment will be equivalent to 1,000 years. How long do you live here in this dunya? 60, 70, 80, 90, if you're a Sabataki, you get to this 90. One day there is 1,000 years. Can they hear the heat of that fire for only one day? Or even one day they cannot. تخرج الملائكة والروح فيه إليه في يوم كان مقداره خمسون ألف سنة. There is another ayah that says that in the day of judgment, the day of Hisab, the day of Hashar, one day will be equivalent to 50,000 years. How long can you put your finger in fire for? You get up a fire and you put your finger. How long can you bear that pain, that you know, of the fire? Not even a second. These people, if you were to be thrown there, you're talking about a little out of years. Before they're saying, yeah, it's okay. We will only go there, get this punishment for a few days, and then it's okay. It would be fine. This is their amani. This is how wrong they were. If they build their aqidah upon them, upon with the brown, you know, thoughts and food for the end of it. And Allah has always answered that. But من كتب سيئة محرم صحيحة فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. But whoever commit evil, here, Allah is talking about shirk, which means people who have done, Allah has said, and have engulfed in sins, he will be risen of the fire of the Lord. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and with regard to the believers, أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. And on the other hand, Allah has also talked about وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا so there, Allah just talks about the two parties, the non-believers, and the people talking about the believers, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَنُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِلَيْكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَلِيَا خَلِيقٌ. With regard to the believers, they are the people of Jannah, in it forever. But for the other ones, they will be in hellfire, in it forever and ever. So, what's the problem of the Prophet? This is also a family that we are going to. The Prophet says, مَنْ كَانَ أَخِرْكَ أَخِلَاهُ وَمَيْهُ اللَّهُ فَقَدَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever is left for in this dunya is that, is that Allah, shall enter the dunya. We say that is that. And we pray that Allah subhanahu will give us that good and to be able to say that in our life at the end of our journey, to be able to be healed from the people of Allah. Well, as the others, no, so much so that the Prophet Muhammad says, at least we couldn't do most of the Rabbi Abu Dhabi. The Prophet says, whoever says, Ya ilaha illallah, last word is, Ya ilaha illallah, last word is, Abu Dhabi says, Ya Rasulullah, walau zana wa salat, walau zana wa salat, even if he commits adultery and he steals, the Prophet says, even if he steals when he commits adultery, and if he says, Ya ilaha illallah, before he dies, he shall act in Jannah. But Abu Dhabi repeats to him, even if he goes here and steals, the Prophet says, Ya ilaha illallah, even if he commits zina and he steals, he will act in Jannah. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى اللي مس التوفيق التوفيق تو الحمد لله في تكوين جام and we talk to God with God. And I mentioned something very important because they got their parents involved. She got her parents involved. He got his parents involved. Yes, we go at some point when it's really grave, but not for anything you pick up the phone and call your dad. Not for anything that you pick up the phone and you call your mom. My husband will be treated this, whatnot. Why? Here's why. And Ihsan, we must return to the parents. Ihsan bil qawl, remember this please. Ihsan bil fi'l, والإحسان الفرست إحسان is with إحسان through action. What is إحسان through action? You help them, you serve them, you support them, if they need money, you serve them. This is إحسان with action. إحسان with words. Except with words such as what? Making dua for them, speaking good to them, not raising your voice at them. The third type of ihsan, a lot of people don't do this. Ihsan to the heart. Ihsan to the hal hay. To the hal hay. What is hal hay? What is hal? How are you? It means like your situation. Ihsan is ihsan. What does that mean? Don't make your parents a place of complaints. Anytime there's something, pick up the phone, and then you doubt, so then you pour your heart. This happens, that happens, it happens, that happens. Don't make them the source of all the complaints. Your parents should have, or you should, they should come from you, or this should come you, or get from you only the good times. How are you? Even if you go into issues, I wish something really, really, really that needs your attention. Other than that, I'm fine. How's your life? I'm fine. We're doing great. We can't do that. I'm fine. Health-wise, we can't do that. Why? Don't go and put your parents into that zone where maybe you would be fine later on, sitting with your job and with your wife and whatnot, and then they'd be quiet all night. Your mother would still tell her, look what you did, or look what he did to me. He did this to me, he did that to me, whatnot. Maybe the same night, you and your wife would conduct together. But then your parents and their parents will be in that, you know, kind of the whole night. Why? Because they're complacent. No, I mean, just saying, yes, if it reaches a level where really the parents are going to be involved, then let them be involved. But not for every or any little thing we still have. Yes, the children are fine. How is the story doing fine? Is there any to you? Did he know about somebody? He's a good man. She's a good woman. She's a good wife. She's Sophia. You know what happened to you, dear lady? She's my wife. Her husband got an argument with her. He yelled at her. And she was fine. And she said she was lost. Totally lost. All of a sudden, somebody knocked at the door. She opened the door. It was her father. And he was still crying, her eyes were filled with crying. The father, you're fine, what happened? What happened? And then the husband was listening. He says, I missed you, I was thinking about you, I cried. He didn't say nothing. And her husband heard that. And she went to the kitchen, she prepared the dinner, she was fine, and she came over to the husband's camp. The husband became like a piece of a piece of halwa. Halwa is a good thing. Things are something worse than halwa. You know what I'm saying? We pretend that smelly things. Because she taught him an amazing lesson. She told his father with the hikmah, I missed you, and I was just thinking about you, and I cried because I missed you. And the father came, and nothing happened. They were sitting and having dinner. As soon as the father went, the husband went out. He went and he bought a very nice gift. And he went to his wife. You taught me a very, very good lesson. That's Rahel. He gave it to a gift. And they went back to his wife. What happened? She could have complained. Dad, take me home. I don't want to stay with this monster. Look, he's giving me, So a lot of women do this. Don't they? A lot of men do this as well, with all the respect. So don't tell your parents what everything happens. You know, your house is a aura, and it has a lot of secrets in it. Keep those secrets between you and your spouse. Only involve what you give your parents when something requires their involvement. That's when you bring Hakam and Mishani, or Hakam and Mishani. When you go into the Allah for the sort of like a divorce, then you bring in your family to talk throughout the Israel of God. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, Wabi Wadi Wadi Sitana, and then Allah talks about some other ones. Allah talks about Al-Qadha, he talks about, you know, a few other things, and he talks about Al-Qadha and Al-Zakah. Why? How? Allah talks about, before Ibadah, he talks about Akhlaq. Before the Ibadah, he talks about the Akhlaq. Why the Akhlaq came before the Ibadah? We will talk about this in Ta'ala, something very, very beautiful, as I'm going to talk about the four types of honoring the parents. There are four types. I will mention them next week, inshallah. Alba Aqsam, we move to the other oaths, and we move to the other promises that they have promised Allah Azza wa Jalla and have spoken. We'll talk about this, inshallah, next week. Okay. I had to do it really fast. So sorry, because I know I wanted to give you some time to go have your dinner. If I was not clear, please ask me if you have any questions or comments or maybe suggestions. Because I do feel like I was pretty quick on certain things. So I'm going to come back this week and talk about this matter of the parents and do that as well. I'm going to do very good. Any questions? I have the key, by the way. We made it. So the brother is asking about the Shia, Rawahid. There are many sects. Right? There are many sects. Even within them, there are many sects. The closest to the Ahl al-Sunnah are what they call the Jahiliya, who are the close to Ahl al-Sunnah. Amongst them are those who went so much astray. Those who changed like what the Yahud have changed. They changed into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only that. Even the Quran, there were, you know, certain changes to the Quran. You know, like there's something they said that the Quran Fatima, the Quran called Fatima. They changed the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the understanding of the ayat of Allah. They eradicated the meanings of certain ayahs, a lot of ayahs. Also, another thing that they do, which is amongst all of them, the cursing of the Sahaba, the cursing of Ummahat al-Muslimin, especially Aisha radiallahu anha. What do you, you know, what would you call someone who, right there, tell them what you say about Aisha? Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen, she's your mother, and my mother, Allah Azza wa Jalla calls her Ummahat al-Muslimin, Ummul Mu'mineen, Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla calls her Ummul Mu'mineen. You know, she is the wife of Rasulullah. What do they say with the wife of Rasulullah? Oh, that she is not. She is to get to the rabbi and start blessing. Because Abu Bakr. Because as the Prophet talked about the Sahaba, you thought, I'm a Sahaba, you are my friend. Don't let go of Ashabi. Don't harm my Ashab. Don't harm them. Don't harm my friends, my companions. They are cursing them. They are speaking them. They are making the high against them. You know? So some they say that those who do this has entered the fault of kufr. Those who curse Ummul Aisha to have committed kufr. They don't say physically you're a kafir, but they say this action is the action of kufr. If you curse Aisha, if you curse Abu Bakr, if you curse Umar, if you curse Uthman, if you curse Abu Huraira, then you have committed kufr. So in that sense. So came the Muharram thing with regard to the killing of Hajj Hussein, right? So, which coincides with the 10th of Muharram of Ashura. It coincided with that day. So, a lot of people are under the impression that when we pass, we commemorate the death of Hussein, which has nothing to do with that. You know, it has nothing to do with that because that came or it dated from the time when the Prophet made Hijra to Medina. And he saw the Yahud fasting that day. And they mentioned that it is the fasting because Musa used to fast that day. Why Musa used to fast that day? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from Quran. So this is the reason as to why we fast that day, because the Prophet says Musa has more rights upon us than, you know, we have more rights. So we should fast, and the Prophet Muhammad fasted that day. See, that fasting of fasting as an obligatory action. Then when the fasting of Ramadan came, then it abrogated the fasting of Muharram. Muharram became Sunnah, Ashura became Sunnah, and Ramadan became fasting. But before it was Ashura that was followed. And Ramadan was in the Rasulullah. Allah. Yeah, Hadith of Qadwa about the poor, right? You're not going to become poor if you recite it. It's not a Hadith. You can recite the Waqqa, but good. You didn't realize that the Waqqa, that's good. Good. I know. It's a good, it's a good proposal because you're up to date, you memorize it, and then you recite it. But now you're going to recite it without that intention. So to move this hadith, you see, that which has a hadith sahih, we take it. So to move the hadith sahih in it. You know, Surah Al-Baqarah, Al-Mani'a, Al-Mani'a, you know, and there's another hadith saying there's a Surah Al-Hadith, the ayah, it's based on air fire, it's based on the fasting of the grain, the Surah Al-Mulk. So there's hadith on that particular point. So that's what I mean, I don't know Surah Al-Mulk, I know Even Yasin is not the hadith of Yasin.
The two flowery ones, al-Baqarah and al-Imran.
So these are hadith on those. If there's no weakness, if the hadith is not authentic, then you're maybe familiar with that guy.
Wadda'ah. You are maybe from this Rasul. Wadda'ah.
At the time of Musa, after the death of Musa, they started changing. When Musa died, they started changing, they were supposed to make money. Even the Torah has been fabricated, even the Deen has been fabricated, and they know that. They know that the time of Musa. It's just a challenge for the Hadith fabricated. So the problem, this thing is the truth. Anything else? I wanted to spend more time especially on the following ayat because they are very, very important. I promise you, my speech will be a lot happier because I'm going to get a little bit more information about the upcoming ayat inshaAllah.
اجتنبوا كثير من الظن
all you believers stay away try to stay away or refrain from الظن what is that or very nice that's not here what does that mean Allah says to stay away from الظن don't think bad of someone if you hear from news make sure that the news are correct they say to you did you hear what that man said the sheikh said did you hear from the sheikh did you see that person doing that did you hear that person say that? Did you hear when right before, forwarding every message, before, there's a lot of guys nowadays, there's a lot of publicational videos now with all this technology. You can make Trump say whatever you want anything to say. You can make Trump shift, right? And make him khutbah now, with this, you can make it right. So, and this is, we tell also the sisters, don't have to talk about your husband. Maybe, he did this, he went there. Oh, he did this. He was close to her. He did this to her. He went to this. He went there. Don't think about your husband because this dumb will lead to something, maybe to something, and then it's very scary. And then maybe the husband didn't do nothing. But I said something. Because all women, they have to spread something. They feel something. Maybe somebody is making you hear something that is actually totally wrong and that is nothing happening, right? So you keep on digging and digging, No, I'm gonna go and pick up his phone when he's sleeping, and he is not with us. And this is something that you're not supposed to see. And I will spoil the book. He does not want to tell you about something because there's no need for you to know this. There's no need reading. He's working on stuff, he's not cheating on you. That's very important. He's doing something that he's a good man. He prays, he does his mission, and he does not do any haram. So that's what matters really means. So if he does some other things, maybe some secrets or whatnot between him and his mom or his sister he's working on, maybe he's doing something that he doesn't want him to know. He's fostering an orphan and he wants to keep this between him and Allah. Why are you teaching? In the back of the head, and then you can say, oh, I couldn't have thought about you like this because I had the wrong thoughts. I had the wrong thoughts, and I wronged you, and I was just thinking because I heard. This is what happens when you hear from different sources that you do not know, you know, just the actual truth. Seek to know the actual truth before you make a statement. Especially because in the Bani, in the back of Bani, open. Some of the Bani were told to do open. It means to do something. So don't just think of everything you hear that don't trust you. Why would you? I heard that they said that you did. That you did the same. Well, I trust those people who hear about you. But you can do your due diligence before you make